What's the difference between a gopher and a prairie dog?
They're an entirely different animal. Completely different
animal. What do they
animal.
Do differently?
That I don't know. They both dig, but I don't know. We don't have prairie dogs in this part of the country nearly
mm-hmm.
like we have gophers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard the gophers were undermining some of the houses at Santa Teresa.
Yeah, yeah. They're a constant problem with people with irrigation because they dig and you'll be running water down one of the irrigation ditches and pretty soon it's running in places you don't want it because they have burrowed under.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a real problem.
I bet. Those little rodents that are striped and they run around and
skunks.
You know, well, the little ones that are in the mountains. They're like squirrels.
Oh.
They have little stripes. They're brown and they have little black stripes. And
chipmunks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do we have little chipmunk-like animals around here?
Not very much, no.
Okay. Have you ever seen a rodent that's, I guess it's a rodent, it's kind of the size of a beaver, but it's not a beaver or a porcupine, it's, it lives in the woods.
Yeah.
I've never seen one.
Yeah. We have badgers. We have badgers here.
But not like a woodchuck? You ever seen
no.
a woodchuck?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
The reptiles with shells on their backs.
Turtles.
Uh-huh. What if they live on land and not in the water?
They're a tortoise.
Okay. The rodents that run up trees and eat nuts are called?
Squirrels.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of animals do people hunt?
Around here?
Yeah, or in Cloudcroft, you know, I mean, near here, around here.
Deer. Rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
Coyotes, which they shouldn't be doing.
But people do? Really?
Yeah.
They hunt them not just to kill them, but for game?
No, just to kill them.
Oh.
A lot of your ranchers will kill
yeah.
them because of they think they're bad for the cattle. And
mm-hmm.
that's some, you know,
seems
depends
like
on
ranchers kill just about everything that could harm their
right. Right, and I
their produce.
They all stand a fair chance. But you'd have elk, bear,
mm-hmm.
that they would be hunting.
Okay. What are some other animals that you might find in the woods?
In this area?
Well, in Cloudcroft.
You will find some mountain lions. You will find porcupines.
Mm-hmm.
You will find raccoons. Matter of fact, right here at our house, we have a family of them living in our hay barn.
Oh my gosh.
And we have pictures and our neighbor has videos of the raccoons.
Those things are huge, aren't they?
They're a lot bigger than I thought that they were. They
like
are
a
good
bear.
Size, but they are so cute to watch them. They're a real mess, but they're real cute.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have those. Skunks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of skunks.
Yeah, I bet you have a lot of skunks.
Yeah.
What other kinds of desert animals do we have?
A lot of rabbits. Believe it or not, there are some emus out here that people have been raising
people
and have just
raise,
turned them,
yeah.
just turned them loose.
They turned them loose and they're living out in the desert on their own?
Well, it ends up that the coyotes get most of them.
Yeah, I bet.
But that have been turned loose.
But I bet they get some of the coyotes, too.
Yeah, those things
they
get...
probably
oh,
kick.
They kick bad.
How big are the emus?
The emus stand
about
this
big.
Tall.
They could still kick you, though.
And we do have, believe it or not, we have some ostriches here in the valley, too.
Mm-hmm. That's neat.
I had two of the eggs here for quite a while, and I gave them to somebody up in Silver City to carve.
Oh, that's great.